good. Obviously, we picked up the pace a little bit today. Guys are pretty tired, and it was good. We're trying to get ready for at the end of the week here, get ready, and so far so good.
What are the challenges of having a shorter season?
Well, it's tough. Obviously, the biggest thing is, shorten training camp and, maybe no exhibition games, which, guys coming from overseas or have played, throughout this lockout definitely have a, benefit over guys like us. But, we just got to, kind of battle through it and, work hard out there and just try to get our timing back. It's probably going to take a couple games to do that. But, we got to come out of the gates quick and get off to a good start.
Do you have a message for fans?
Yeah, just, yet here, fans are very knowledgeable and, they understand the game of hockey and, it's a business part's a big part of the game now and hopefully they understand, why we had to go through this and, it's hopefully no hard feelings and we can get back on the ice and play.
Is it a joy for you now playing again?
Yeah, I love playing here and, a lot of fun, and I just want to get back out there as soon as possible, and get on that ice.
You're in theory, at least on paper, that with such a short season, condensed season, that maybe young teams or teams where a number of players have been playing in some capacity would have an advantage. Where do the Jets fall into this? Kind of that mix, do you think?
Who knows? We're going to have to see. The good thing for us is, some teams have new coaches, which, they might go through new systems. Some teams have a lot of new players on their team, but we don't really have too many new guys that are coming in here. And, it's just time will tell. It's we got a week training camp. Got to get a lot done throughout that camp and just kind of, throw it out there when the season does start.
Was it worth it, Jim?
It's hard to say right now. Obviously, you hate missing games and half a years, but this is something for down the road, and hopefully in 8 to 10 years when this thing's back up for negotiations, it would have been worth it. Yeah.
You look back, maybe in 10 years ago, I helped do this.
Yeah, every time you come into one of these, everyone talks about the guys before you that did this and the guys back in, 94 that did this for you. And that's kind of like how the whole, PA works is, you do it for guys that, aren't in the league yet or just starting in the league. And it's kind of a, just a circle of trust, I guess. You trust the guys ahead of you that, did this for you.
Teams and hockey in general are about unity and being together and stuff. As you said, it's early, it just ended. It's not finalized, ratified yet. But is that how you guys look at this, as we stood together?
Yeah, I think, right from day one, with the union so big, you're going to have some guys, maybe fall off a little bit, but in the end, the core group of guys and everyone, kind of involved here, stood behind Donald Fair and listened to what he was telling us, his best advice, and I thought the guys did a great job sticking behind him and putting our trust in him, and eventually, this is where we're at.
Did you have to win back the fans, or will they just come back?
I think in some areas and some fans, obviously, fans aren't going to be happy in some areas, and some fans around here sure aren't happy. But you can only do that, time and time again, and I guess it's just going to take time, just like this whole process.
Can you hear from Don or Ron and maybe they let you know when they think this thing's going to be ratified and when you guys will be back as Winnipeg Jets again?
Yeah, it should be soon. I would think. I know guys are coming in here. Today and tomorrow, and just talking in the locker room. We're looking to a weekend training camp. So starting this weekend. So hopefully everything gets settled by then.
How hard is it gonna be to get game shape so quick?
It's gonna be hard. I'm not gonna lie. It's gonna be a battle. But the first couple of weeks are probably gonna be a battle. And just got to put the time in and kind of keep going, keep battling, like we have been here for the last couple of months. But we definitely, need to turn up, quite a bit right away.
Is everyone going to be kind of on a different level, considering some guys have been skating more than others, some guys have been playing games?
For sure. Guys that are coming up from the American League, you know, in camp, going to have a huge advantage. Guys that are playing overseas going to have a huge advantage. But, you know, once you start getting into it, you start playing the body a little bit, start getting your timing back, everything kind of falls, you know, back into place. And it's weird because, you know, you may feel junky, you know, for a week, and then all of a sudden one day just kind of clicks and your body's back and you feel good out there. And just, you know, that's when you start getting the confidence back again and start working.
You guys are in a playoff spot in late December. Do you think the shortened schedule may favor you guys?
Yeah, I think the last 2 years, you know, here in Atlanta, you know, we were top of the league there in Atlanta, you know, for the first 40 or so games too. And you know, we just kind of fell off towards the end, you know, same thing with last year. So, yeah, I think big thing is, you know, just looking forward to the first couple of weeks, getting off to a good start, and then see what happens from there.
Sorry if you were asked this, but do you expect some negative fan reaction?
For sure. It's only natural that some fans are negative. You know, hopefully over time that you know, they can put those feelings aside and you know, keep cheering for the league and for us.
How would you react if you were a fan?
You know, it's tough. You know, I love hockey, you know, and now that I understand it, you know, what goes into it on the business side of it, you know, I wouldn't react negatively, you know, very much at all. You know, it's something that, you know, kind of had to be done, you know, for both sides. And you know, understanding that gives, I guess, a little bit more of a, I guess, easy feel to it.
Were you a fan maybe for one of the last two lockers?
Yeah, of course. But you know, I was in last year of college for that last lockout. And you know, yeah, when you come home at night, you want to watch a hockey game, it's not on, you know, it makes you mad. But, you know, it's a great game, and you know, I'm a big fan of it.
And as a kid 10 years earlier, do you remember feeling
any I don't remember too much of the lockout then. Yeah.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah.
You're good?
What's that? 9 o'clock tomorrow. Yeah.